So, you have Deathly Hallows Part 2 for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amazing. And I was thinking, you know, maybe it'd be cool if we split this into two parts as well.
Oh, I don't...
And then when we get to the next part, we split that in two as well, and then those two parts into two pieces each. No one could ever stop us mathematically.
Sir, unfortunately, I think we're gonna kinda have to end it with this one. We're kinda tapped out here.
Oh, damn it!
Oh, my God.
So anyway, what happens in this one?
Right, so Harry and Ron and Hermione need to go into Bellatrix's vault at Gringotts, because they think there's a Horcrux in there.
So what do?
Well, they use some frickin' polyjuice potion to make Hermione look like her.
Okay, so none of the major wizarding institutions check for polyjuice potion. They can't detect that kind of thing.
That's right, sir, just like at the Ministry, although this time the goblins are a little suspicious because they've been given a heads up.
Yeah, so what's the good guy's strategy here?
Well, Harry uses the Imperious Curse on the goblin that's suspicious of them, and he leads them to the vault.
Isn't that an unforgivable curse?
It is, yeah.
Kinda a little messed up that he did that, isn't it?
Well, Harry's a good guy, so it's kind of forgivable.
Right, okay, so I guess he makes sure that this banker goblin who's just doing his job isn't harmed in any way.
Oh, actually, no, while the goblin's under the curse, he gets burned alive by a dragon.
Oh, my God.
But the good guys get the Horcrux and fly away on the dragon, so that's nice.
I guess.
But now they gotta go find more Horcruxes, because they gotta Pokemon this situation, you know? They gotta catch them all.
Is it gonna be hard to figure out where they all are?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, when the plot demands it, Harry gets these visions showing him how to keep the story going, like where Voldemort might be or where the Horcruxes might be.
Oh, that's very handy, and it's not a two-way thing, like Voldemort can't see where Harry is?
Somehow he can't, no. So Harry and his friends go back to Hogwarts, which is now a terrible place being run by Snape.
Okay.
So they manage to regain control of it, and Voldemort tells everyone telepathically if they just give him Harry Potter, he won't attack the school.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, and one of the Slytherins considers it, so McGonagall sends them all to the dungeons.
Oh, because that's the Hogwarts house where it's just the evil kids.
Exactly.
You think that might be kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy if this is how those kids are treated?
No. It's just a triumphant moment where a teacher locks a bunch of 11-year-olds in a dungeon.
Oh, okay.
So now Harry's gotta go talk to this ghost lady because she knows where a Horcrux is.
Spooky. Go on.
But she's like, no, I don't want to tell you because I told Voldemort back in the day and he was a real jerk about it.
Wow, so what does Harry do?
He's like, please. And she's like, okay.
Wow.
Anyway, now Voldemort's gonna attack Hogwarts with a bunch of Death Eaters.
Uh-oh. So did the good guys take some Felix Felicis liquid luck or something?
No, they don't have any of that at the moment.
Do they use a time turner to make sure they win?
No, those are all broken now. Every one of those is broken.
Do all the other wizarding schools come and help out as backup?
Listen, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about potentially helpful magical things we've established in previous movies, okay?
Okay, let me get off of that thing.
Thanks. And so then there's a big old fight and a bunch of people are gonna die.
Oh, a bunch of people dying is tight.
What?
Wow, I don't know why I said that. That was really pretty evil of me.
It really was.
And I apologize. I don't know where from inside me that came from, but I got some self-reflecting to do for sure.
All right, so anyway, then Harry looks inside Voldemort's mind again, which is a thing he can do, and realizes that Voldemort's snake is a Horcrux.
Wow, so I guess Voldemort must send that snake super far away, like to another country to protect it, huh?
No, the snake is straight up going around Hogwarts fighting people during the battles.
Huh.
Yeah, Neville's gonna end up killing it, actually.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, because see, this kid finds an old sword inside the judgy talking hat and uses that to kill a snake that has a piece of a guy's soul in it.
These are kinda weird movies, huh?
Kinda, yeah. When you say the things out loud, sounds kinda weird and silly.
So what else happens?
Well, Voldemort's gonna kill Professor Snape.
Oh, how come?
Because he realizes that the Elder Wand is probably tied to Snape, you know, because he's the one who killed Dumbledore, the previous owner.
Yikes.
So Harry takes some of Snape's tears and puts them inside that, you know, the bowl of backstories there.
Oh, and what does he see in there?
Well, sir, it turns out that Snape wasn't actually evil this whole time. He just really wanted to hook up with Harry's mom back in the day.
Oh, my God.
No, but like in a nice redemptive way, you know? Like he was kind of helping Harry this whole time.
All right.
Yes, he turns out Snape and Lily were really close when they were young kids.
Okay.
So, you know, in terms of casting, it's really important that we get someone with similar eyes to Daniel Radcliffe, you know? Because we keep saying that thing about how he has his mother's eyes. So that's, you know, that's super important.
Uh-huh. You tried this new Angry Birds game yet? These birds are so angry at these pigs. They don't like them at all.
I...
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear what I said, though?
Yeah, I definitely heard what you said, for sure.
Okay, great. So then Harry finds out that Voldemort is inside him.
Oh.
No, like a part of his soul is inside him, so Harry's gotta die or Voldemort won't die.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he actually lets Voldemort kill him.
Wow.
So then he goes to a weird limbo train station with a baby Voldemort, and Dumbledore is like, hey, you can go be alive again if you want. That's fine. You can go do that.
Oh, he can. Well, that's... He should do that, probably.
Yeah, because now the movie can continue.
Wow, magic is very useful for, you know, making movies continue.
It sure is, sir. And so then Voldemort and Harry are gonna fight again while being clouds and making scary faces at each other.
What?
And then the freaking Elder Wand kind of backfires on Voldemort and kills him, because through some technicality, it was actually Harry's wand at that point, kind of.
This freaking lucky child.
He's just the luckiest child, sir.
Wow.
Well, so then 19 years later, they're all grown up, so we're gonna need some pretty convincing makeup work to make them look older.
Would you settle for unconvincing?
I would.
Great.
And then we find out that Harry named his son Albus Severus Potter.
He named him after the guy who really, really wanted to be with his mom.
That's right.
That's a little weird, but at least he got that Albus name in there. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, the headmaster that wanted to knowingly let Voldemort kill him at the perfect moment.
Oh my god, what?
And then secretly plotted with the guy that was into his mom for years.
All right, I mean... I guess you can name your kids whatever you want.
You sure can. And so what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a great ending, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. So how long do you think we have to wait till we start milking this again?
A few years at most.
Fantastic.
Hi guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that Pitch Meeting. If you hadn't noticed, Pitch Meeting is now on its very own channel, so if you haven't subscribed yet, that would help out a lot. And of course, you could also hit the like button and the notification button, or leave a 2,000 word comment about some Harry Potter detail I got wrong. And let me know what pitches you'd like to see next. Okay, bye. I gotta leave.